This week, as you know, at the Pillsbury House Party, we're looking for the oldest father with a child under a year of age. You never can tell who we're going to find. So, fellas, let's circulate up and down the aisle and find some fathers who have a child under a year of age and who is perhaps 30 or 40 or 50 or 150. What is the oldest that we find out there? They're 33.
62.
62. That's pretty good. Any older than 62? 90 what? No, that's his seat number back there. This is the man who's 62 coming up now on the stage. Wearing a little goatee. How do you do, sir? Nice to see you. I haven't seen one of those little chin whisker adornments for a long time.
That's on account of an accident that I had last week.
Oh, so you wear you have a couple of scars there, so you wear a little mustache. What is your name, sir?
Owen Jensen.
And where do you come from, Owen?
I was originally come from Utah. I was born in Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Uh-huh. And what's your business?
I was a tattoo artist for 32 years. Now I manufacture equipment and I sell it to chinchilla ranchers and fur farmers all over the country.
Chinchilla ranchers. Well, no wonder you're wearing that little goatee. That's sort of a chinchilla. What are you carrying here?
Here's a write-up we got.
Oh, in the Los Angeles Examiner. It says that this is your daughter?
No. This is my son.
Well, I mean, you can't tell in the picture. It's a little boy or a little girl. And that is your wife?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it says here, Dainty Dotties First. Circus fat lady smiles as her 9-pound, 4.5-ounce son, born in cesarean operation yesterday, voices his objection. Oh, you married a circus fat lady?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be darned. I guess you met her because you were a circus tattooer?
Well, I met her through it. She was also a tattoo artist, and she come to me to buy tattoo supplies.
And how much did she weigh?
Well, she weighed about 585 pounds.
When you fell in love with her?
Yes.
Well, you certainly got a lot there, didn't you? Think of all the tattoo territory there was.
Huh? I have tattooed her. She's tattooed on
me. She is. Acres and acres and all mine. Well, tell me, has she reduced any?
Oh, yes. They reduced her a great deal for this operation.
In other words, most ladies gain weight when they're going to have babies. Yours lost.
She lost.
How many pounds did she lose?
Well, I think she lost about 125 pounds.
Oh, uh-huh. Some people here would vanish completely if they lost that many pounds.
If you want some real identification, here it is.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Turn around and show the folks. He has tattooed inside his lower lip where it doesn't show, ordinarily, his name, your name. In other words, they will always be able to know who you are.
That's right.
And this is your first child.
My first child.
At the age of 62.
62.
And the circus fat lady.
That's right.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. Believe me. I see you brought along the birth certificate of the child. And that proves that a lady who weighs 300 or 400 pounds doesn't have babies that weigh any more than the average baby.
No.
Uh-huh. Well, for being today's winner, we have several prizes for you to take home to Mama. A package of Pillsbury white cake mix to keep her weight down. Oh, you use it all the time?
All the time.
Fine. And here's a set of King's Men in gold flagons, the world's finest toiletries for men, for you. And for the baby, a full year's supply of assorted beech nut baby foods. 8 cases full, especially packed in sparkling Duraglass jars for convenient warming and storing. Compliments of Pillsbury.
Thank you very much.
Oh, isn't that an interesting interview, Jack?
Certainly is, Art.
You know what? I have an idea. I'm going to have Pillsbury tattooed right on your nose. Oh, that's television. We're getting ready for it. Who's